hope you enjoy this message from South City C3, a location of C3 Church, Christchurch.
Well, our theme for this month has been, and we're going to continue, words a matter of life and death. Now, Jesse was asking me the other day, he said, Karen, what's the title of your message? And I said, the title, well, I actually didn't give it to him. I just got it the other day. The title of my message this morning is Shut Your Mouth and Ears to the Sin of Gossip. And I said to the Lord, when Steve asked me if I would speak, it's like the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, Karen, I want you to speak on gossip. I said, Lord, that's difficult to speak on gossip. There's a lot of other things that I would love to speak on. But the Holy Spirit kept on impressing on my heart. I don't know about you, I've gossiped. Who else has gossiped at times? Am I speaking to the right people? I see some hands going up. I love what the psalmist prayed. He said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable, pleasing in your sight, O Lord. And I want to say this morning, as the Lord put this on my heart, I want you to know that I'm not singling anyone out. I'm preaching to myself as well. I've missed speaking because many times the things that I actually speak on, it's like the Lord will say to me, but Karen, are you doing it yourself? You know, the Lord just knows how to do that. I've had the privilege of traveling probably and ministering probably in more than 25 countries. But many people, as I would speak, they would come to me and they would say, Karen, our biggest problem is this little member of our body. And they would poke their tongue out. And they would say, this is really my trouble. The tongue has no bones, but yet it can break a heart. Martin Luther, the German theologian, and I love Martin Luther. I like Germans because they're to the point. They're a little bit like the Dutch. He called the tongue that little piece of flesh between our jaws that causes so much trouble, doesn't it? Our tongue can get us into so much trouble. Our words can create. God created the heavens and the earth. And God said, let there be. There's power in words. Our words can create or our words can destroy. Our words can heal or our words can deeply hurt. Who's been hurt by words? I'll put up two hands. I've hurt people by the words I have spoken. Our words can be seeds that speak life into people, or our words can be like a bullet. Have you ever spoken to someone and you thought later, what just hit me? Well, that probably was a bullet. I was reading an article the other day in a church bulletin listed the title of the message for that morning is gossip. Immediately following was the hymn, I love to tell the story. And I believe all too often, God's people love to tell someone else's story. I've been guilty of that, and I'm not proud of it. Gossip, I believe, along with pride, is the most widely tolerated and destructive sin in the church. I believe we often tolerate gossip because we've all been guilty of it. And just as I asked you to put up your hands, I think we've all been guilty of it. It's easy to condemn people for sins we've never committed, but it's not easy to face up to sin that we have done. Or encouraged, you know, it's just as much of a sin to listen to gossip. And we can think, oh, gossip isn't that bad. But it's mentioned right along in Romans 1:28 to verse 32, where God condemns such evil behavior as sinful. I believe gossip is as sinful as murder. Because what are we doing when we're gossiping? We're actually, with our words, I believe it's like we're murdering someone. We're putting them down. In Colossians 3:8, rules for holy living. But now you must rid yourself of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Oh, I believe the Lord has me speaking on gossip today, and as I said, I didn't want to, but I believe that gossip can make the body of Christ weak, and God wants us to be strong. I believe what the Lord is saying this morning, and I'm speaking to myself as well. He's saying, I want the body of Christ to wake up and to see the seriousness when we tear down, when we pass on information to others that we never should pass on. I believe that gossip is one of the weapons that the enemy uses in spiritual warfare. It can destroy, as we know, families, relationships. It can destroy churches. It can destroy ministries. In James 4:11, it says, brothers, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against his brother or judges him speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you're not keeping it, but sitting in judgment of it. Do not speak against one another. I believe as we do that, we violate God's law of love. We actually make ourselves a judge of the law of love. As I was just meditating and putting some thoughts on paper, I was reminded that the very title of Satan in the New Testament, the word rendered devil, means a slanderer in Greek. That is its root meaning and the main description of Satan in the Bible. If you gossip or tell tales, you're actually, and this went right into my heart, you're actually doing the devil's work for him, and he's pretty happy. So, a challenge this morning, and it was a challenge to myself. Who am I a representative of? Am I a representative of the enemy with what I say? Or am I a representative of the Father, of the God? other words in the Bible for gossip include backbiter, busybody, slanderer, secrets, talebearer, or whisperers. You've known. So then, a good biblical definition of gossip would be to spread rumors or secrets, speak about someone maliciously behind their back, or repeat something about someone you have no right to repeat. I love the scripture. The words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go to a man's innermost parts. It's in Proverbs 26, 22. And I felt the Lord really challenging me. He said, Karen, when they're placed in front of you, he said, don't swallow them. They taste sweet, but they poison us. I believe one of the best things to do when someone starts to gossip to us is that we look at them and we say, I'm sorry, it's not on my diet. It's a really good. Oh, there's so much pain that comes when we gossip or are on the receiving end of gossip. Who's been on the receiving end? I have. And it hurts. It hurts. There's a story about a man who actually gossiped about someone. And he got convicted, but he went to this person and he asked him for forgiveness. And when he came to that person, the person looked at him and he must have said, would you forgive me? But the person who he was coming to ask forgiveness from said, I'm going to give you a pillow. And he said, it's a pillow full of feathers. He said, I want you to take it outside. He said, I want you to cut it open. And I want you to spread those feathers around and then come back and see me. The man did that. He came back and the person said, now I want you to go out and collect all those feathers. And he went out and he realized he couldn't collect all those feathers. It was impossible. They have gone everywhere. And that's what gossip can do. Those little morsels, they can go out. They can go everywhere. I love the story. There was a college professor, and he was doing an experiment to test the velocity of gossip. Six students were called into his office in strict confidence. He informed them that the Duke and Duchess of Windsor were planning to attend a school dance. Within a week, this fictitious story had reached 2,000 students. This college professor had the newspapers on the phone. He had the city officials on the phone. The professor later observed that was a pleasant rumor. A scandalous one travels even faster. And I believe we've got to be so careful with what we say. A prayer that I so often pray is, Lord, put a guard over my mouth. This here can really get me into trouble. I had a lot of time to think when I couldn't talk properly, and speaking is still a challenge for me. But I believe a good thing to ask ourselves is, when we hear gossip, think, is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspiring? Is it necessary? Is it kind? When we first came to Kazakhstan, there was a missionary. We brought some missionaries together one evening, and a missionary called and said, "Who's going to be at the meeting?" And I said, "Why are you asking?" He said, "Karen, there's been so much gossip about us." He said, "There's rooms that I walk into where some of those missionaries are, and they walk out." It broke my heart. I thought, here we were on the mission field trying to reach people, and this is what we were doing. How do we deal with gossip? You know, I can talk a lot about gossip, and yes, there's times when we see that things are wrong, but we go to the person concerned. We don't talk to 50 or 100 people about it, but we actually do something about it. How do we deal with gossip? I believe we need to repent. Oh, repent means turning away from. I believe we need to see it. Sin is sin. Sin is forgiven. But it's sin. It's as sinful as murder. And we're going to suffer consequences if we keep on gossiping. I believe another thing we need to do is stop it. Stop it. Realize, though, that you can't conquer it in your own strength. It's lying. The Lord showed me one time. He said, "Karen, you can't do it in your own strength. It's like trying to compress a whole ocean into a thimble." We need the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is at work in our lives. The other day, and I'm so thankful that we have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. The Holy Spirit is our guide. The Holy Spirit leads us into all truth. I love, too, the conviction of the Holy Spirit, because that means He's dealing with us. The other evening, I had been in a meeting and I said something, and I realized that I didn't have all my facts right, but I said it as if I knew it. I tell you, at about 3 o'clock in the morning, I woke up and I felt the Holy Spirit convicting me. He said, "Karen, what you said was totally unnecessary. It wasn't kind. It wasn't inspiring." And I said, "Lord, forgive me." Now, I was able to make restitution. I actually called the people that were involved and I said, "I am so sorry. I realized that through what I said, I stained you. And I've asked the Lord to forgive me." And the person said, "Oh, it wasn't bad what you said." And I said, "But I know when the Holy Spirit convicts and says, 'Karen, that is not good.'" I believe we need to be constantly reminded that the devil is always the accuser of the brethren. In Revelation 12, verse 10, he tempts people into repeating accusations. And it can go so quickly. You know, you can say this, and then before you know it, you're saying something else, and you're saying it to someone else. I believe we need to ask ourselves the question, do you honestly want to be on Satan's side in spiritual warfare? Are you fighting for his team? You are fighting for his team. when you spread negativity about others. And the Lord spoke to me one day and he said, Karen, and I forget at times, but he said, never align yourself with the accuser. Make sure your heart is free from unforgiveness, jealousy, and hatred. That's why it's so important to say every day, Lord, search my heart. Know my heart. Knows it better than we do ourselves. I believe when we hear gossip, we need to pray when we hear something negative about someone. Instead of enforcing character assassination, let's get down on our knees and pray and ask God for his love. Ask him for his mercy. Prayer will supernaturally guard your heart from the seeds of hate that are hidden in a juicy morsel of gossip or a false accusation. I believe prayer will make sure that Satan, the ultimate accuser, has no foothold in your life. A lot of other things I could say, a lot of other things I have written down. But I believe we need to make a commitment. And I'm going to challenge us this morning as a church body too, that we will make a commitment to build others up in Christ, not to tear them down, whether in our presence or not. I don't know about you, but the Holy Spirit has at times said to me, Karen, bite your lip. You know, it's really difficult when you bite your lip. It's a protection. And I love that scripture. It says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs. Let us be a community that builds one another up. And I believe that we need to dedicate our heart and tongue to the Lord daily and assume responsibility for every word that we speak. I love this. I love this scripture in Psalm 141, verse 3. Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Another translation is, give me grace to guard my lips from speaking what is wrong. As I finish today, personally, and as a fellowship, as a church, let's love to tell the story of Jesus, but let's hate to touch anyone else's story unless it builds up the body of Christ. Let's this morning ask the Lord that we will have tongues that will bless. Oh, I just so have a desire that I will have a tongue that will bless, that I will utter what is precious and not what is worthless, but that I would be as the Lord's mouth. Who wants this? Tongues that bless.
Thanks for listening to this week's message. To learn more about our church, visit c3chch.org.